finding and getting this treasure? That's his question for us today. In the gospel, we have two parables of two different people. The first is a person who goes out and discovers a treasure out in a field. He goes off and sells all that he has so he can buy that field. In the second parable, we have a merchant who sells pearls. And while he's searching for good pearls, he finds an outstanding pearl, a pearl of great price. And he sells everything he has so that he can have that marvelous, great pearl. Jesus is telling us that the treasure he is offering us is the kingdom of heaven. Do we look at the kingdom of heaven as a great treasure, something that we are wanting and willing to risk it all, to put every effort into achieving the kingdom of heaven for us? In the Gospel of John, Jesus links that kingdom of heaven with the Eucharist. Jesus says that if you eat his flesh and drink his blood, you will have everlasting life, the kingdom of heaven. Are we willing to put the effort into that? Are we ready to receive Jesus in the Eucharist and be transformed so that we are made ready to enter the kingdom of heaven? If we look at this Jesus doll, we are reminded of Jesus, and we can reflect on all that Jesus did in his life and all the wondrous things Jesus has done. And it's a great reminder about Jesus. If we look at Jesus on the crucifix, on the statue, we are reminded that all Jesus did to save us, the suffering that he went through for us, and it's a great reminder of Jesus. If we look at the statue of St. Joseph with the young Jesus standing beside him, we are reminded that Jesus was a young person once, just as we were or are. And we can reflect on Jesus and his humanity and growing up and what it would have been like to be Jesus' friend. We are reminded through all those different ways about Jesus. But when Father, during the Eucharistic prayer, holds up the host, it's not about being reminded of Jesus. The host, Holy Communion, is about receiving Jesus. It is Jesus. Yes, if we looked at a microscope at it, it would look like wheat made into a wafer. If we eat it, it'll taste like bread. It will look like bread. The wine will taste like wine and look like wine. But the reality is that it's more. The reality is that when Father says the prayer, the Eucharistic prayer, it is transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of God. When I am kneeling back there, I'm kneeling because the power of God is present and transforming the Eucharist. It's transforming the bread into the Eucharist. It is becoming Jesus. And that transformation is a transformation that when we receive it can transform us and prepare us for the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. When we look at the gospel and we think about the part of the parable where he talks about the pearl of great price, we can reflect on what is a pearl. A pearl starts off as a tiny grain of sand, a rough grain of sand inside the oyster. And the oyster takes the material that it uses to coat its shell, and it starts to coat that grain of sand. And over time, it adds many, many layers. And that grain of sand starts to become smooth and round. The grain of sand grows bigger and bigger. The grain of sand becomes valuable. And as those layers are added, it becomes more and more valuable. It becomes that pearl of great price. It takes a while. It takes many, many layers. But if we look at the Eucharist, it's doing the same thing. We start off with our souls being a little rough, don't we? But as we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, we are transformed. We become something of great beauty. Every time we receive, we grow larger and larger and more like Jesus. We become that pearl of great price. We are transformed in receiving Jesus. When we receive the Eucharist, God touches us. It's like Jesus coming up to us and giving us a big hug so that we can be transformed to be like him. and have that great value and become so precious in the eyes of God. Today we celebrate First Communion. These two wonderful young men, for the first time and with great joy, they come up to receive Jesus. They've been waiting an extended period of time for the chance to receive Jesus, to be transformed. Do you remember your First Communion? Do you remember how exciting it was to be able to receive Jesus for the first time? That's the joy. That's the excitement we need to have every time we come forward to receive Jesus. But we've been through a difficult time and are still in that difficult time. With the pandemic, many have been not able to receive Jesus in the Eucharist. And as we open back up, we can start receiving again. I know there are many people who don't feel safe yet in coming to the Eucharist. It's okay. Jesus understands that. And we will try as a community to make you feel as safe as you possibly can. We'll try to wear our masks. We'll try to do all that God is asking us to make everyone safe so that they feel comfortable coming to Mass and receiving Jesus again. We are going to be transformed. A great treasure awaits us in the Eucharist. And as we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, we will be transformed. And we will be made ready to receive the treasure of the kingdom of God.